Last night, the news came through that former Prime Minister Bob Hawke did pass away. A real man of, you know, just a huge sort of personality, I think, in Australian politics, and a man who is very much being mourned from both sides. Here to tell us a little bit more is Jeff Field. He's in from the newsroom. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. I think millions of Australians this morning are sad and in a state of shock. He did say that he didn't think he would see this election, and he was right. He passed away yesterday peacefully in his Sydney home at the age of 89, leaving behind Blanche Talpuget, his wife and family. I just have to say this. I was just getting into journalism when he became Prime Minister in 1983, and what a character, bigger than life. He had so many ideas. He spoke from the heart. He wore his heart on his sleeve. He cried when he was upset. He had problems with his family, his daughter's heroin addiction. But you could not help but admire the man. And I don't care what side of politics you're from. And anyone that tries to turn this into a political issue today should be ashamed of themselves.
And a few people have tried.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention it because I'm not going to give them any oxygen at all. I'm happy to hear that both sides of politics, both leaders, have come together on this one, have both paid the appropriate respects to him. He was Labor's longest serving Prime Minister from 1983 to 1991. He implemented so many reforms that we can thank him for now. Let me just go through some of them, just for a lot of people are too young, like yourself, that didn't live through the Hawke years.
Yeah, you're right. I am too young. You're right. I didn't live through those. But I mean, even through osmosis, I feel I've managed to get everybody's sense of pride of having a leader of that capacity at a point in our history.
This was back in the days too, Tess, before politicians just had talking points.
Oh, I wish
answered questions with the points they were supposed to. He spoke from the heart, and he often really butchered things. I'm saying this, you know, jokingly. But he, you know, I love the fact that he would actually talk from the heart, and he would often go off script. Please, can we go back to that era? But
yeah,
I've never
seen that era.
No, you haven't. He floated the Australian dollar. This is just some of the things that I've found that he's done. He floated the Australian dollar. He gave us the Medicare card in 1984. He helped remake the Australian-US alliance, which was in tatters. He built a strong relationship with China and famously, again, cried in Parliament following the Tiananmen Square massacre in June 1989 and accepted refugees from China. I'm just going through some of the things off the top of my head. He introduced the Sex Discrimination Act. This is another thing. I've just got a list a mile long here. I'm just trying to get through some of them. Hawke blocked the damming of Tasmania's Franklin River when he came into office by passing the World Heritage Conservation Act. He also protected massive parts of northern Queensland. I holiday up there, and there's literally like 50 kilometres of untouched land between Cairns and Port Douglas, thanks to Mr. Hawke again. Let's see, what else? He ditched God Save the Queen in favour of Advance Australia Fair. Thank you. And look, he just did so many things. Where do you start with Bob Hawke? Have you got an hour?
Yeah,
to give
I mean,
me an hour?
I'm just looking down at the desk in front of you, and you've printed out what looks like a tree's worth of the front pages from various points.
I have,
from newspapers, and there's a lot. Like, you just spread them out then, and I'm quite impressed.
Look, I think even Liberals, people that support the Liberals, the Coalition, whatever, everyone is a little sad, a little worse off today, I think. He was such a huge figure in Australian politics. And as I say, Prime Minister from 83 to 91. You don't get that anymore. You don't get people who are in power that long. And look, I think Mr. Hawke would enjoy me finishing off with this one. While not one of his policy achievements. Hawke's world record of sculling beer quicker than anyone is perhaps what many Australians remember most about him. He downed the yard glass of beer, that's 1.4 litres, in 11 seconds during his days at Oxford. He carried on the tradition, often sculling a schooner of beer at the cricket every year. That's a good way to remember him.
I must admit, my partner and I, we did get a beer out last night in honour of him.
Yep. Not that I endorse sculling yard glasses of beer. And look, this is a cliche that is said far too often, but can I say this from the bottom of my heart? Rest in peace, Bob Hawke. And my thoughts do go out to Blanche Talpuget and his extended family. He was a magnificent man and a giant of Australian politics.
Thanks so much, Jeff.